8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
99. I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm in upstate New York, where we work with artists that work with the radio waves. And recently, two of the Wave Farm Radio Artist Fellows, Karen Werner and Jess Speer, have been collecting all sorts of radio artworks that we're gathering here in the Radio Art Hour to feature with other works and backed by the Conant Project's Number Station recordings, which you hear behind us now.
Stop.
Today on the Radio Art Hour, we're going to tune in British audiovisual collage artist Vicky Bennett, who's also known as People Like Us, and is well known for her sampling, appropriating, and cutting up of found footage and archives, and for producing the Do or DIY radio show on WFMU. This hour, we will sample several People Like Us radio-related works, and we just heard The Joy of Noise with Ergo Fizmiz to open things up. Next, we're going to tune in People Like Us and their Guide to Broadcasting.
In the beginning,
things were pretty bad. So what happened was that somebody you couldn't see came on and announced the program. And then the sound was switched off, and someone you couldn't hear and could barely see came on and sang a song.
Broadcasting house like a damn fool at meetings and things. They just laughed at me as a sort of half-boiled, half-baked...
egg or something.
I dare say it sounds a little difficult for you to understand, but...
Now, the great advantage that I have in being able to talk to you rather than to write for you to read is that I can emphasize the important points.
So, let's start again. At first, then, things were pretty bad.
One thing you can do with a piano like that, shove it out the window.
Even when the instrument is a little out of tune, as is the case here, the effect is quite good.
Look out!
Look here. I want to register a complaint.
Well, of course, that's the sound you don't hear very often. But it is the real thing. Now, for you to check realism, we've recorded some sounds which you can create in your own listening room. Realism, which is so important in the reproduction of recorded sound, can most easily be assessed in this way. For instance...
sharpening a knife...
I would like to reassure any nervous listeners.
Experimental days of broadcasting as such are over.
How about it? Ah, ah, ah.
Besides the Eurovision Song Contest.
Exactly.
We've been switching about, as we choose, from one nation to another.
Never dotted about all over the place.
Besides the Eurovision Song Contest.
Exactly.
One nation to another.
Music plays over and over again, puppet on a string, sung by a choir of Benedictine monks.
Oh, if that's really what you want, I can do it for you.
You'll also hear some wind noise.
Now, if your operator makes the right finger movements, you should be able to pronounce some of the vowel sounds. Try the sound ah. The operator has a pedal for her right foot, so you should be able to give the ah more expression. How about it?
You'd like to have a break for coffee or something, eh?
Heaven, because he was ill and he had babies when he was quite young, and but he had to be put to sleep because he was ill and it's coming near Christmas.
We are sorry that we have a breakdown. We are trying to put things right just as quickly as we can.
The archive calls it simply a sample.
When we were watching Doctor Who, he told the staff after that we nearly didn't eat any tea. And then, when he was buried, after that in the morning, we always cried, and now we're going to see him when he's buried, and when, and put flowers beside him next Saturday. And when we're going to put flowers beside him, when the mice are dead, we're going to get another kitten. And maybe when the rabbit's dead, we're going to get some chickens.
And here's a brief example of how some of these effects can be used. Now we're going to listen to the comedy effects, or the sound effects.
What's going on? What's going on? Don't you...
All right, just one more time.
If you'll give me the metronome, I'll wind it up.
Place tongue-tip on hard rim, behind upper front teeth, let breath hiss through. Repeat.
Listen now to Adventures in Stereo as we take you on a super hi-fi safari from the moonlit shores of Hawaii to the sunlit dances of Spain.
They will go anywhere to enjoy themselves.
Well, that's worked all done.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for fun and games.
Sheer, unbridled, ravaging, ravenous, rampaging, rampant sex. Fun and games, I can imagine.
Oh, that's a beauty.
Now I'd like to play that tune all the way through.
Then here we go.
Again, puppet on a string.
Playing rock music.
Mm-hmm.
playing our song. Effect is quite good. Even when the instrument is a little out of tune. Even when the instrument is a little out of tune. Even when the instrument is a little out of tune. Even when the instrument is a little out of tune.
Everyone. Goodbye for now, and
we hope you've now got some fresh ideas.
And you'll come to realize how true is that old saying, variety is the spice of life.
The crowd clapped and clapped and clapped.
Thank you. Thank you so much, neighbors. And Grant Turner, it looks like our time is all gone.
Hello, Nora.
Hello, Joanne.
Good morning
been
to you.
Been longing to get on for you. I do phone in a lot, but don't get through.
Now, Nora.
Yes.
I'm Nora. I'm going to annoy you even more because we're just heading into the news. So will you stay there?
Lovely.
Just stay there.
Well, I'm too old.
Pardon?
No, I'm 89 this year, and we always had Sunday pinnies.
Oh.
Is that of interest?
Oh,
they
you
were
bet.
White with lace embroidery, and you had slots to put ribbon through.
Oh.
And I was a large family, so we had the girls pink and blue. We didn't, not that I can remember. I'm 89 this year.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to school, but I
don't. Nora, I love your call. Do you wear a penny now when you do?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I'm disabled and in a wheelchair. I don't do anything. What I really wanted to get on about...
How old are you, Nora?
89 this year.
Oh, good Lord. Oh.
And that ribbon had to be pulled out and ironed and put back every week.
What happened to the penny? What you're talking about is a pinafore. And I love the thought of that. Nora, did you wear it to protect your underclothes?
Yes. No.
Hang on, Fanny said she's got one. Fanny's farm shop has got the most amazing collection of things in. Have you got it on display, Fanny? What's a washing dolly?
It's a stick with five prongs on the end, and you'd jam it into your... and swirl it.
Oh, I'm sorry, my producer's fallen
you
off his
to
chair.
Disappear into the loo and whip it off quickly.
We're very, very sad people.
You are. You're making us laugh. There. I love the thought of you running into the lavatory. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And you made my morning.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh. That's the wrong one. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
That was People Like Us, who were tuning in this hour on the Radio Art Hour. And Vicki Bennett is the artist behind People Like Us. We just heard A Guide to Broadcasting, and now we'll hear Radio on the Radio Side.
Heather is in Yapton. Hello, Heather.
Hello, Adrian. I wonder if Fanny could help me with the name of a cheese that I can't remember.
Right.
I had it many years ago in Britain, but I believe it's Italian.
Right.
And it's in the shape of a large sausage pear shape, and it has
yes.
a core of butter in the middle.
Right. Oh, a core of butter. A butter in the middle? Because
mm.
I was doing all right until you got to that far, because it's kind of almost like an avocado
yes.
shape.
Yes, that's right. You can spread it with a cheese and butter.
Clean, kind of a creamy white colour.
Creamy white colour, and there's this sort of yellowy butter core.
Yeah, I've seen them in the shops, and I don't know what they're called.
Right, there's one cheese, and I can't really pronounce it terribly well, but I think it would be Caciocavallo.
Caciocavallo.
Yes, yes.
I've never seen it, apart from one shop many years ago in Lyme Regis, I've never seen it.
Caciocavallo.
Yes, let me just say it again.
Say it again.
Caciocavallo.
I've never seen it.
Kind of a creamy white colour.
I can't remember.
Right.
Sort of yellowy butter core.
Yeah, I've seen them in the shops, and I don't know what they're called.
Oh, and it was, and you feel it was Italian, and it,
it was
wasn't
Italian.
A British. Gosh, well, this would be an Italian.
Sounds Italian.
Yes, this is an Italian cheese, a little similar to provolone.
That Caciocavallo.
Yes, let me just say it again.
Say it again.
Caciocavallo.
Caciocavallo.
Yes, let me just say it again.
Say it again.
Caciocavallo. I can't really pronounce
right.
it.
Thank
you very much.
Take care, love.
Thank
nice
you.
To talk to you. Bye-bye. Time out.
When it comes to sound advice, we pick people like us.
Oh. Hello. I just pushed that button. Hi, George.
Hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
Problem.
Yeah.
You're talking about the lovely flavours and strengths.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, of course, we do buy the English cheeses, and we had a Red Leicester this week.
Yeah.
We do that. We
yes.
don't waste anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
OK, George.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bon appetit.
Right. I must talk about Stilton.
Talk about Stilton.
Stilton. I have got some fantastic Stilton mm. here. Did you know it takes 17 gallons of milk to make one cheese?
Mm.
It's fantastic.
I don't know who's on line 1A, but I'll say hello.
Hello.
Who's
Lizzie.
That?
It's Lizzie.
Hi, Lizzie.
Hi. Not just mice like cheese, gerbils like it too.
Anyway, how interesting.
And it is lovely, and I cannot find any sort of replacement in England.
Dauphino.
Dauphino. But, so spell that for me.
D-O-F-I-N-O.
Dauphino.
Dauphino.
But they call it queso de la casa, which is house cheese.
Yeah.
D-O-F-I-N-O.
Yes. And what does it taste like?
Well, it's very like a sort of a very creamy Edam.
Dauphina.
It really is such a nice cheese.
Oh.
I can't think why no one's picked up on it over here, because it's beautiful for cooking. It's lovely in sandwiches.
Yes.
Medio kilo Dauphino, por favor.
Oh, wow.
Bon perfecto.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So sorry, your feet, I do beg your pardon. Ah, well, there we are. Can you see all right?
Hello.
Hello.
Who's that?
Pardon?
Who is this?
Do I need to know that?
It would be helpful.
Pardon?
What's your name?
It's a caller. It's regarding a stair guide.
A what?
I understand that you were going to put this information on file.
Right, the best thing for you to do, my darling...
Yes?
On Monday... 9 to 5, call our reception.
Right.
And they... Do you know what time of day it was on?
Pardon?
Did you listen to it?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Was it a man or a woman talking about it?
It was definitely a man.
Right.
Two men, actually.
Two men?
Yes. Well, and in fact, what I wanted to talk about was the product that is actually going to be shown in the Millennium Dome.
Right. The best thing for you to do, then, is to ring on Monday.
Monday? Between what hours?
Between 9 to 5, our reception is open.
Yes.
Right.
I'm hoping you...
What's your name?
Well, I don't think... It's not about the programme that's on at the moment.
Oh.
Yes.
A what? Did you listen to it?
Do I need to know that?
It would be helpful.
Between what hours?
Between 9 to 5.
Okay.
And where are you calling from?
In the Millennium Dome.
Right. The best thing for you to do, then, is to ring on Monday.
Yeah.
You've called you're on the radio now. We're doing a phone-in.
Yeah. Okay, I'll come back to your programme now.
Yeah, you tune back in again.
I will.
All the best.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Obviously some delay there for media reasons.
For want of a better phrase.
You can't think of a better phrase. For example, we're having a...
And I'm sorry, we seem to have a problem with that report. We can go to it now.
Linda?
That's a bit of a monster.
Oh, I didn't recognise you under that cape.
Well, if you'll excuse me, some of us have got work to do.
Oh, sorry, is this a bad time?
No.
Miss Rippon from the village on that nappy bay. Looks like she's going back too. You had a fall, Miss Rippon?
I'm taking him away. I can't do a thing with him this morning. I can't think what's come over him.
He wants a man up. Be careful now, young John. A bus is coming. Now let me go first, miss. He'll follow. Give him a tap, but don't hold too hard on his mouth.
All right. Oh, thank goodness, it's slowing down.
Hey, look out for the motorbike behind. Wasn't anybody's fault.
As soon as he fell, Miss Ripon's horse caught him full on the base of the skull. The doctor said he was killed instantly. There was nothing anyone could do.
I know.
What on earth are we going to tell Tony?
I don't know if I often get time to actually sit here, but I do like occasionally go past and just catch some of the music.
And go boom, 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 boom.
And walk away whistling it.
Now, I'd be ready to turn your radio down if I were you.
Great!
That's just about,
I mean, it starts at one point, and then, you know, it doesn't carry on in a logical order, and then you've come back in where you started.
Wow.
Everybody's tense.
Very strong forehand topspin.
Somebody's heard something. Did you hear it?
That's a snort.
A brief discussion going on as to exactly what we should do now.
Yeah, this is where I shall do my whoopsies, and you'll know that if you come in here, this is my house.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Say, that's a nasty one.
Is this piled up in the bucket?
Can't you read that sign tucked on the side of the bucket?
Yep.
Hello.
Morning, Smithy. Oh. Oh, critter. Morning, Pedro.
Morning.
Tend my mule, Pedro.
Oh, si. Gracias, Señor Marshal.
Come in.
Oh, sorry, Debbie. Excuse me a moment.
It's all right. I'll...
Hello? Hello?
Honestly, so you wouldn't believe...
Sorry, Debbie, excuse me a moment.
It's all right. I'll...
Hello?
Honestly, you sure you wouldn't believe...
Sorry, Debbie, excuse me a moment.
It's all right.
Hello?
Honestly, you sure you wouldn't believe...
Sorry, Debbie, excuse me a moment.
It's all right.
I'll... Hello?
I'll catch you another time.
Oh, people like you. People like you.
You're harvesting today, are you?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Oh, fine.
Well, it's a good day for it. Must be...
Dad,
what?
I've only got half an hour.
This isn't easy, you know, John.
You're the one who wants to talk.
Well, your mother and I... Well, we're worried about you.
There's no need. I'm quite capable of looking after...
We're very, very sad people.
You are! You're making us laugh. But I love the thought of you running into the lavatory. And... Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And you made my morning.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
She's actually looking straight at us now.
You can see her ears moving around to pick up any sound.
Hit the trail, Chris. We're coming in.
One thing I've been able to do here that I can never do on the air, there's never time.
From the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive, you're about to hear British audiovisual collage artist Vicky Bennett, a.k.a. People Like Us. Vicky Bennett is well known for her sampling, appropriating, and cutting up of found footage and archives. From her bio, quote, "Embedded in her work is the premise that all is interconnected and that claiming ownership of an original or isolated concept is both preposterous and redundant," end quote. People Like Us has an ongoing sound art radio show called Do or DIY on WFMU, the New Jersey radio station famous for its free-form style, where the radio show itself is a creative, experimental form. The following excerpt of Vicky Bennett's radio artistry comes from a release called Experiments in Terroir, Best of Do or DIY with People Like Us, 2017.
Introduction, written and read by David Lynch. Ideas are like fish. If you want to catch little fish, you can stay in the shallow water. But if you want to catch the big fish, you've got to go deeper. 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 Deeper.
education for both of you, please.
Thank you.
Shedding of tears should wet your cheek, not soak you through and through, and kink the things you put away when you had one or two. Much of anything can only do you harm. So may I give you this advice straight from the palm? You've got an away to stop, you know, put on the brakes and take it slow. It won't be doing again. You've got an away. Merry-go-round is fun to ride, but not for very long. You have to curb your appetite, at times you must be strong. A little less is better than a little more. A camel's back went cracked one day, all for a straw. You've got to know when to stop, you know, pull on the brakes and take it slow. It's worth repeating again. You've got to know when.
You just heard excerpts from the WFMU radio show Do or DIY, created by British radio artist Vicky Bennett, a.k.a. People Like Us. To learn more about Vicky Bennett and many other radio artists, please visit the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.
Now let's head into some wide open spaces with People Like Us, Vicky Bennett, on the Radio Art Hour.
Now before we say goodnight, I'd like to thank everybody for being here.
I'll tell you this, Paul, that practicing thing near talking it, talking it, scarf along.
Oh, come on.
It's too late for you two to start that routine. Pa, will you wind things up with our favorite?
Yeah, Pa, please.
It's my favorite.
Is the wide open space built by the hand of man? Where I worship is the wide open spaces, and he has given it to you and me for all the world to see. There are no doors, no bars. All men are free. There in the air, like a joyous prayer, this is your country, this is your home. Keep its splendor and guard its glory. It's a song of freedom rising from the valley to the hilltops, and it never, never stops. And all the birds on the wing are like a choir. You can hear them sing, you're free, you're free. And you give thanks for making the eyes of your heart see the heritage given to you.
Thank you for coming
to me. So in your heart, take a good look. If you follow the good book, you're sure to find your reward. Oh, the place where I worship is the wide open spaces. By the hand of the Lord.
preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.